This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has provided its written response to Russia's security demands after consulting with NATO allies and Ukraine. Washington has also renewed calls for diplomatic talks with Moscow. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday at a press conference that the document includes concerns about Russia's actions that undermine security, an evaluation that Russia's concerns and proposals for areas where the U.S. and Russia may be able to find common ground. Moscow's security demands include a pause on NATO's eastward expansion, especially in Ukraine and Georgia, and a rollback of NATO troops in Eastern Europe. The United States has dismissed those demands, but offered dialogue on issues including military exercises and the placement of missiles. Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba on Wednesday said Ukraine has no objections to the U.S. responses to Russia. Those responses are seen as part of negotiations to stave off Moscow's military escalation against Ukraine. Russia warned Wednesday that imposing sanctions on President Vladimir Putin personally would not hurt him, but would be politically destructive. This comes after U.S. President Joe Biden said he would consider such a move if Russia invades Ukraine. Mr. Biden said Tuesday that personal sanctions on Putin, though a rare step, are a possibility. Russia has been holding new military drills on land and sea and moved more paratroopers and fighter jets to Belarus, north of Ukraine, for what it describes as joint exercises there next month. Russia has gathered an estimated 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border in recent weeks. This is VOA News. An operation by Islamic State to free thousands of the terror group's fighters from a prison in northeastern Syria is over after more than 6 days. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, announced Wednesday they had taken full control of the prison that housed an estimated 4,000 IS fighters. The facility also held about 700 to 850 boys and teenagers from IS families. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces told VOA that 250 IS attackers were killed and that thousands of the prison's inmates had been recaptured, according to initial estimates. He said the operation took longer because of the presence of children in the prison, some of whom had been used as human shields by Islamic State members. The spokesman said the SDF is looking into the fate of those children who had been kept in a separate part of the prison. Liberal Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, the oldest member of the U.S. Supreme Court, will retire, according to Washington news sources on Wednesday. This would give President Joe Biden the opportunity to appoint a successor who could serve for decades on the nation's highest court. The 83-year-old justice plans to step down at the end of the current term, which ends in June. He was appointed to the Supreme Court by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1994. Mr. Biden has pledged to nominate a black woman to the court in the event of a vacancy. The U.S. government warned companies Wednesday to be extremely wary of doing business in Myanmar, citing the risks of being linked to a military government involved in lawlessness and human rights abuse. Those involved with businesses controlled by the military regime, in the words of the warning, run the risk of engaging in conduct that may expose them to significant reputational, financial, and legal risks. Those risks include breaking sanctions and money laundering laws, this according to a statement from six cabinet-level departments. Investors and traders were warned specifically to avoid state-owned enterprises, the gems and precious metals sector, real estate, and construction projects in the arms business. The advocacy group Human Rights Watch says a phone belonging to a senior staff member was hacked with spyware developed by the Israeli technology company NSO Group. The United States says the spyware has been used maliciously to target activists, journalists, and other people of interest. HRW said in a statement Wednesday that the spyware was used to target Lama Faki, the regional director of its office based in Lebanon. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.